Water Cooler on Wagga's Life FM.
Hello, you're listening to Wagga's Life FM 101.9, and you may not have heard my voice before.
Or me.
Or you. We're brand new. My name's Sam.
I'm Alison.
And we're new to town, and this is our first time having a go at radio.
Tell us stuff.
Anyway, so we were wondering what you've been bitten by. What have you dropped? What sporting injuries you've gained? What's that? Name that tune.
Can you play it again,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah, one more time.
The Pink Panther?
Oh, you got it! Well done!
Yep, we've got to that point of the show again for Name That Tune. Sam is polishing his skills.
That is a horrible noise. If I'm
oh,
honest.
What?
Yeah.
Am I playing or the instrument?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's your playing. I'm pretty sure it's your playing.
Ali's reading Low Cat. Anyway, it's looking out. It's got its paws up on something, and it's
on something.
Well, it's just about to climb out of a clothes dryer, and in front of him, he's hiding behind a plant. First of all, we don't see much of the cat. We can just see his
what? What kind of a lol cat can't you see the cat?
Sorry,
you picked a funny one this week.
The cat is in the blinds again, just like the cat in the other blind one.
Yep.
And but we can see the front of the cat this time.
My pigeon rules. Welcome to My Pigeon Rules, the show where the world's best pigeons and their owners face off in a range of different challenges.
Subdivided.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tom Hunter. You may have heard me in such previous radio serials as My Pigeon Rules.
And judge for yourself. I think I put in a good effort. Some people say my attitude stunk, but look, listen to the audio and see what you think.
All right, so I'm here in a local park. Alison's not here because she has won the last two challenges of the Water Cooler Games. So I feel like I need to lift my game a little bit, and so I've called on some help.
Running, change.
Okay.
High knees, change.
What is that?
Lift your knees. Running, change.
Okay.
Direction, change.
What does that mean?
Ah. Jogging backwards.
I'm jogging. Slowly. Sorry, listeners, that's it. I'm done.
Very weak.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the only first-year uni student who has a story for everything, Elliot.
That's me.
With Elliot's endeavours.
I know, drinking Milo, and it got bumped, and so, yeah.
What was that? What drink were they drinking?
Malt drink.
The darn malt drink.
I was watching Ben 10, so... I didn't think you were calling until, I don't know.
A bit later on.
Oh, well, you were saving Kevin. Kevin got turned into some giant green rock that aliens were mining him.
Okay.
We're sitting in the library just minding our own business, and this bird just flew at the window. And so my friend Caitlin, she went and saved it. They went into the cave and we...
So this is Harry and Dumbledore, isn't it?
Yeah, Harry and Dumbledore. So I was Harry, and my sister was Dumbledore. So she got her hair down, and she, like, tied it around her face to make a beard.
Operate! Yes, Professor Dumbledore, the Horcrux!
Is there a beehive out there?
Yes, it arrived today.
What? It arrived?
It flew in.
Oh, right. Buzzed in.
I was out there, you know, minding my own business, getting my clothes off the line, and I just hear this buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? There's this beehive flying over the cottage.
And now, Elliot, how does a beehive fly over you?
Well, it was like a swarm of bees.
Okay, a swarm of bees. Like,
Elliot's Narnian Bush Dance.
Yes, you can hear a whole lot of noise in the studio because Elliot's Narnian Bush Dance is here.
Yeah!
Okay, we apologise for that distortion.
This place looks like a wardrobe, pretty much. And we all know that Aslan lives in a wardrobe called Narnia. And so we are in Narnia.
Yeah.
Having a bush dance.
And Keith here is, I'm filming this for the internet, by the way, is going to play play guitar. We've got Stacey on a wobble board, and also Ellie on the snare drum, and Elliot, of course, on the lagerphone. We have all our dancers here waving at the camera. We'll put this up on the internet later. Look, we are going to be back next year. The Water Cooler will be back in 2013. But we do have a little bit of an announcement before we get there. And Ali, I'll let you make this one.
Sure. Well, listeners, I've enjoyed being on the Water Cooler. It's been great to have your feedback. And however, next year in 2013, I'm going to take a bit of a step down from the Water Cooler. Sam will take over the reins.
What? That was just a collective what around Wagga. People were like, hang on, whoa. Now, a bit of a treat. Before we get going, every week at this time, I read a poem to Liam Renton. I just write it. He's the host of the Hot 25. It's a national show. It comes up after us at 6 o'clock. Did you hear my poem last week?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was very clever.
Oh, good. Well, Ali thought it wasn't that great because I didn't make any rhymes.
But I would agree with it. I thought it needed a bit of work, but I don't want to be too critical. You're giving your best shot.
Liam Renton, your 25 songs get my mind abending. So many tunes, so many hits. 25 songs into 2 hours fits. Today on our show we played a 12-minute song. Could you get away with 25 that go that long? Your show hits the radio at 6 o'clock. Listeners eating dinner or ironing their Sunday frock. Do people still wear Sunday frocks?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I do the washing up with the Hot 25 a pumpin'. It's as hot as the water with bubbles a jumpin'. Oh no, I turned up the volume with detergent hands. Bring in the noise with international Christian bands. Liquid in my boombox makes a massive explosion. Sparks are flying, all the commotion. But then I stop and pause for effect. And realise the explosion was from no defect. My stereo simply couldn't survive from the radness of the hits in the Hot 25. What? Liam Renton. That's my poem.
That's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, why Ali is not coming back on next year's show.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I've lost the notes.
And we all know that Aslan lives in a wardrobe.
Thank you, water cooler people.
That is a horrible noise.
Oh, what? Yeah. Am I playing all the instruments?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the Water Cooler on Wagga's Life FM.
Do you think the listeners would enjoy that for 2 hours straight? Yes, hello and happy new year. My name is Sam and this is the Water Cooler on Wagga's Life FM for the first show of 2013. And we're glad that you have found us because, yes, it is Friday night. It is 6 o'clock. New time slot, new theme song, new everything. Yes, you're listening to Wagga's Life FM. Keith and I are about to play lineup 4. If you've just tuned in and have no idea what's going on, last week on the show, we thought we'd do something a little bit different and play a game against each other, me against you, the listener. And you're here with me co-hosting because you are staying with us for a week because you're not allowed into uni accommodation yet. How have you found living with me so far this week?
Yeah, I'm considering not going to uni and just keeping on living with you.
May 5th, 1992. Gunnedah Hospital. A baby was born. His name was Elliot. He was born in the koala capital of the world, although he was not of the koala species, and he grew up on a farm out of town. Fast forward to February 2012. Elliot moved out of home and to Wagga to study animal science at Charles Sturt University. In July 2012, he became a weekly guest on radio show The Water Cooler and has become famous in the Greater Wagga region for telling absurd stories, baking cakes, and bush dancing in confined spaces. Today we celebrate this Elliot turning 21. Coming to you direct from Elliot's house on campus, this is Elliot's Radio 21st. Yes, we are here. We're here at Elliot's Radio 21st. We're broadcasting from his cottage. I'm walking to the kitchen and Ellie and Michelle are preparing octodogs, which are basically
hot dogs that you sliced and then boiled to make look like octopuses.
And they have eight legs because they're octopus dogs. Australia's Hot
25 Countdown. G'day guys, it's Liam Renton here from Australia's Hot 25 Countdown. I just wanted to say a great big hello and a happy birthday to my good mate Elliot. Hello brother. How's uni? In fact, why aren't you there right now studying? You are the most funniest guy I've never met. I mean, you tell the best stories. What about that tale about the time you ate that burrito? Remember that? Or the time you saw the panther? One of your best. Oh, and what about that night we almost went and hopped on the Holbrook submarine? Ah, good times, brother. Have a fantastic 21st. We hope it's a fantastic night and you have a fantastic life. And fantastic is spelled F-A-N-T-A-S-T-I-C. Fantastic, like tic-tac. Happy birthday, mate. All the best, eh? Keep listening. Appreciate your ears. Love ya. Australia's Hot 25
Countdown. 25 Countdown. I had to play it because we are trying to get in the bottom of what Shaggy is eating during that tune. At the start, especially, it sounds like he's eating something. So I put the question to you at facebook.com/lifefmwatercooler. What is Shaggy eating at the start of that song? Hef, he reckons it's a kazoo. Sam says, pretty sure it's gummy bears. We have something very special. Over the last few weeks, we've been trying to reach our sister city, which was chosen by you, Livingston in the UK. We've started broadcasting online, and so now we want to try and meet people across the other side of the world in Scotland. The first chat that I had with anyone in Livingston happened yesterday. Gordon Shree is the local STV news anchor on television to that whole region. So you're a bit of a celebrity around town?
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, have you? If we were going to come to Livingston and visit a place in Livingston, where should we go?
That's a good question, because it's not probably somewhere that would be your main kind of tourist destination, if you like. Most people who would be coming would be going to Edinburgh, which is obviously not that far away.
I think you're being a bit modest there, because you are our sister city, so we're not coming to Edinburgh, we're coming to Livingston.
I just came from Ghost Ship.
This is Lily.
And Madeline.
Hey, this is John Micah from Cutlass, and you're listening to Sam on the Water Cooler.
Hey, I'm Killian from Boy and Bear, and you're listening to Sam on the Water Cooler.
Hey, this is Mark from the Digital Age.
Hey, this is Dustin Kenzer, and you're listening to Sam on the Water Cooler.
Hey, I'm Garrett from All Things New, and you're listening to Sam on the Water Cooler.
Hi, I'm Latifa from Page CXVI, and I'm talking with Sam here on the Water Cooler.
Hi, this is Zach from the band Citizens, and you're listening to Sam on the Water Cooler.
When we were sitting down, I was like, you know what, man? Everyone is trying to bring back the saxophone. Well, we're going to bring back the bongos, okay? And actually, I tried. We almost worked it out. We were going to throw in like a big, just a bunch of whistles. But I think that would have just taken it to a whole other level. So maybe that'll be the B-side version one of these days.
Or the next record.
Yeah, the next record. We'll bring the whistles out.
Look, this is my stylophone, which I got from my wife, Ali, a few years ago for Christmas. And I haven't played it a whole lot. The batteries still work, thankfully. But it's kind of... Have you played one of these before?
I have not.
Oh.
I've never even seen one of those before.
Would you like one on your next album?
Sure. Let's do it.
I can play. I'm available.
Let's get it, man. You're hired.
Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat the sound.
Solo time!
You're listening to The Water Cooler with Sam, and I've been teasing that we want to talk about the Super Bowl because really in Australia we don't know much about it, and I thought it'd be fun to cross to someone overseas to talk about the Super Bowl and get some information that I guess we don't know yet. And so I've got two people on the line who are in Seattle. Could you maybe give some clues as to who you are?
Yes, we have beards.
It's a very good friend of the show, Zach Boland from Citizens, and for the first time on the show, producer Brian Arkelberger. Hello. They're trying to market it here, you know, get people excited. And one thing that I saw in the shops the other day was
I can't mention the name of the corn chip, but we all know it starts with D. Hats that you can wear and put the chips into and eat out of. Is that a thing?
I've never worn one of these, but I'd love for you to send me one. You have an extra one there, so I would definitely. We're looking up this hat right now, and it's can't find it, man.
Oh,
this must
what?
Be Australian special.
Ah, all right. Well, I can send it to you. It's awfully big, like it's a sombrero size.
Totally fine.
Okay. Do you think there'll ever be a day when citizens will play the halftime show?
Absolutely. Next year, we would definitely have wild horses on stage. Oh.
That would be so good. And what about some owls that you let out of cages and,
Sure, owls are good, but definitely wild horses. No, maybe a buffalo.
It's your man, Derek Miner. You listening to Sam on the Water Cooler. Keep it locked.
I'm going to ask you, Derek. You posted a photo on Facebook a few weeks ago of you. You were on stage and you'd ripped your pants. What happened?
So I'm out in Houston, and I was like, man, I can't go on stage with the clothes I got on. I got to buy some clothes. So I bought some chinos. And if anybody knows anything about chinos, chinos are really thin. Like, these chinos were, like, really thin, but that's what I liked about them, because it was almost like I was walking around in, like, board shorts or swim trunks. So, and I like my clothes fitted. So I was jumping from the front of the stage, back of the stage. I'm almost doing backflips off the stage. I split the front of my pants, and I didn't even split it, like, a little bit. I mean, they pretty much exploded and split right down from the top of the pant at my waist all the way down to my knee. And I ran in the back and said, I yelled out, wardrobe malfunction, ran to the back and put on some basketball shorts.
You're listening to The Water Cooler on 101.9 Wagga's Life FM with Sam, and it's time to wish a very happy new year to our weekly correspondent from Hope 103.2 in Sydney.
Do you have an intro for me, Sam?
Well, you know, all last year, because you came on board about September, October, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make you an introduction for the Switch Trade so I can play it every week to introduce you. I thought, let's start the new year fresh. I've actually made an intro.
Okay, I'm ready.
I think you're going to really love this. I've worked really long and hard on it. Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah, I'm a little bit suspicious, but I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This is your segment intro, which you're going to hear for the next 12 months. Here's the Switch Trade intro.
The Switch
Trade
with Laura Bennett
from
Hope 103.2.
There you go. How good's that?
It does sound a little bit familiar, I have to admit.
What do you mean? No. See, no one in Wagga knows that it's familiar. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
It kind of sounds a lot like the actual intro of my show, Sam. I think you've worked very hard at doing your best to rip off my intro, and that's fine.
Robbie C from the Robbie C Band just dared me to do. He wants me to sing the Yellow Rose of Texas, a traditional song from Texas where Robbie C Band is from. And look, let's just get into it, shall we? I'm scared, but he said he'd give money to Novemberthon, and hopefully you will too once you hear this track. All right. Here's the intro. Let's go.
Yellow Rose of Texas that I am gonna see.
Well, that was Justin Bieber with the Christmas song, as brought in by Laura Bennett. Don't blame me if you didn't like it.
Yeah, just totally blame me. I'll take the pain, okay? I know that it might not be to everybody's ears, liking or taste, but hey.
Thanks so much for tuning in. It has been an absolute delight to do radio each and every week because of your support, and I really appreciate that. And of course, I didn't mention it before, but God is the reason why we do this. We want to bring the glory to Him and celebrate the fact that Jesus has come to this earth and He's come to die on the cross, and that's news worth telling. So that's why we do radio. That's why I do radio.